you know, I find it fascinating that there are some beliefs about old-time Egypt that then evolved into other different areas of religion. Let's talk for a moment about Christianity, if I can. And, you know, I'm not making this the religious hour.
Yes, I know.
But how did this evolution that stemmed from Egypt create these various facets of religion?
Well, that's a good point, George. And I really concentrate on Judaism mostly in my book, but of course Christianity evolved out of Judaism. What we're led to believe, again, without getting too deep into a religious discussion, I know you don't want to go there, that these religions just appeared out of nowhere, that God revealed himself to Abraham, to Moses, and then his own begotten son, Jesus, and prophet Muhammad was the only true prophet. What I'm showing is that there is an evolution, that there did come out of practices in ancient Egypt. Christianity, actually, people don't realize that the first real Christianity was in Egypt. Coptic Christianity was the first place that Christianity really took hold before it took hold in the Middle East. So I see the lineage. I see how Judaism, the practices of Judaism, came out of the religion of Egypt, a reaction against the religion of Egypt, and how Christianity evolved out of Judaism, and Islam just followed up on the first two. So I see that there is way to show that there was an evolution, a lineage of these religions that came from the practices of ancient Egypt.
All right, let's go to the phones as promised. First-time caller line, welcome to the show. Where might you be calling from?
I'm calling from Bethesda, Maryland.
Oh, great. Welcome to the program.
George, I must say thank you very much for letting me on the air, and God bless you for the show that you have.
Thank you for calling.
I also want to say that your guest is consistent with a lot of things of oral traditions being handed down from generation to generation. And I agree with him on conscious technology and over a period of time. But I'm Hindu, and and when you look at the old ancient Hindu text, you find that there's a lot of stuff that is mentioned from cycle to cycle also, and we are in the age of Kali Yuga.
Yes.
And this is the age of Kali Yuga. That's where evil is manifesting itself to a higher level. But I want to ask your guest there, because, you know, he's talking about old ancient texts, and mm-hmm. he never mentioned anything about the Vedas, which is the oldest written book in the history of mankind.
Well, we could have gone there. I mean, we don't have a 5 or 10 hour program. We could have actually gone there, because there is the oral tradition that led to the Vedas. The tradition exists all throughout India, of the tradition that existed before the Vedas. And I want to bring out something to you, because you mentioned that. I don't know if you're aware of Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, the founder of Transcendental Meditation.
Iowa.
Yes, he has just announced to the world that the Kali Yuga is over, that we have entered into Satyuga. So here we're talking about, and I could go on with you for a long time to show the parallels between the indigenous teachings I'm bringing out of Egypt and the traditions of India. The fact that you talked about the Kali Yuga being the cycle of darkness. Well, we're talking about this cycle of 5,000 years, which we call the Age of Amun, which is a cycle of darkness. So they correspond tremendously. But I'm also very aware of the tradition that the Vedas go back very, very ancient. And there also is in the south of India the Tamil tradition, the tradition that comes out of Sri Lanka that goes back long before the written Vedas, an oral tradition that led to the Vedas. So there is parallels there.
One other thing I want to add, George.
Sure,
you mentioned also about Christianity being coming out of Egyptian religion. There are a lot of parallels there, as your guest has said. But when you look at the Christian Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, it came out of the Hindu trinity of Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh. And, you know, that's where the parallel goes through with all the religions on coming back to one source also at the same time. But anyway, thank you for getting me on air, George. And it's a pleasure talking to you. And keep up the good work. And like you when you have more of Alex Jones online.
Okay.
Thank you.
Appreciate you being on the program.
Well, George, I'd like to interject there. I mean, there again shows the biases that I talk about. Now, not to put down the caller, not at all. But, see, people who grew up in Asia will come and say to you, well, religion began in Asia, civilization began in Asia, and that's where it began. People who come from the African tradition say, no, it came from Africa. The Polynesians say, no, it began in Polynesia. The Hopi say they were the original people. So see, to me, it doesn't really matter where it all came from. All these cultures fed each other. All these traditions fed into each other, and it did come from one source originally. It was all around the world.